Happy Mother's Day to all our mothers across all our campuses in San Diego, Salt Lake City, and Boise, Idaho. What a wonderful day it is. If you're next to a mom, give her an appropriate squeeze and tell her Happy Mother's Day. What an incredible day it is. Do you know that Mother's Day was actually birthed by an American Christian woman by the name of Anna Jarvis? And she petitioned the government to make it a national holiday because she was so admired the love and the devotion of her own mother. So in the year 1914, it was made a national holiday in the United States of America, and then became a worldwide holiday. So it's amazing what Christian women can do when they put their minds to it. Did you know some fun facts about Mother's Day? That a whopping $4 billion is spent on Mother's Day to take mums out to lunch, brunch, or dinner. Well done, families. That's a good sign. Did you know that it is the second largest gift-giving day, outmatched only by Christmas Day? Did you know that $4 billion is spent on jewelry in the lead up to Mother's Day? Well done, men. And just a little lesser, $2 billion on flowers. The gift that mothers want most of all, however, was revealed in a survey. The gift that mothers want most of all is quality time with their families. And also in that same survey, they asked the question, what is the gift that you would least like to receive? And do you know what the answer was? A whopping 95% of women said, we don't want a gym membership. So kids, dads, if you bought a gym membership, you have my permission to leave the service now, get a refund, and buy them either jewelry, take them out for lunch, or get them a bunch of flowers. But I want to give you some gift ideas for Mother's Day today. They're not monetarily expensive necessarily, but they are of priceless value. So I have three gift ideas for Mother's Day that you can use and you can spoil your mother with. The first one is this: the gift of appreciation. Every mother, more than anything, wants to be appreciated. She wants to be honored. Mother's Day can be seen by some as a marketing ploy that really is just a cash cow. But let me tell you this, one of the most powerful things you can do on Mother's Day is make an investment into your mother. Spend the money, buy the card, write the letter, write something meaningful in that letter, get the flowers, book the restaurant. Do not let an opportunity go by to honor your mom rightly. In fact, the book of Proverbs in chapter 31 really illustrates this principle powerfully. It says in Proverbs 31, starting in verse 28 to 31, her children, this is talking about the mother in that story, arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Now, here's a very powerful key I want to teach you, kids and dads. Look, mostly us girls, we don't like comparison, unless when the comparison is used in our favor. Then we're all about it. Then it goes on to say, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, sadly, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her, hear that, honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gates. What I love about this is the writer tells us we are to make this praise personal. This Mother's Day, don't just give your mother a generic card. Write something meaningful. Remind her of a memory of how much you love her. I'm telling you that the notes and the little letters that my kids have given to me, the little crafts they made at school or Sunday school and presented to me are priceless. And I keep them all, and I read those little notes and those cards often. Mother's Day is a wonderful day and a magnificent time to honor the mothers in our world and to be sympathetic and understanding of their workload. You know, I remember a time many years ago when I was pregnant with my son, Tommy, and my sister invited me to visit her in Hong Kong, where she was living at the time. So I left my husband, Jürgen, with our two boys, Geordie and Ash. I was gone for 5 days and I arrived home early in the morning. And because it was so early in the morning, my husband had arranged for a driver to pick me up and drive me home. When I got home, I was greeted at the door as this man in a suit helped me to the door, carrying my bag. I was greeted at our glass door by my youngest son at the time, Ashley, naked from the waist down, only wearing a t-shirt, it's 6:30 in the morning, and eating a leftover piece of fried chicken. And when I walked in the house and I saw my husband, his eyes were red, and he said, "Thank God you're home. Never leave again. There's no one like you." Mothers have this innate ability to know where everything is, to know how everything should be done, and they also know where everybody should be. So this Mother's Day, honor her for the works her hands have accomplished. Don't let this day go by without appreciation. One of the greatest gifts you can give your mother is appreciating her. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6, verse 2, honor, esteem, and value as precious your father and your mother. Be respectful to them. This is the first commandment with a promise. Isn't it interesting that in the Ten Commandments, this makes it in there? God so values honoring our parents, or in this case, our mother, that he made it one of the laws that would stand the test of time. The fact that God has to command us to honor tells me that there will also be occasions where we are tempted not to honor. And I know for myself there have been many times in my life as a parent where I have not felt worthy of honor. I remember when I had three little boys and my life was frantic and chaotic, going through a season where I was very frustrated and probably spanking the kids more quickly than I should have. And getting more mad than I should have, and losing my patience too quickly. And this was around the eve of Mother's Day. I remember going to bed just feeling like just so well acquainted with my weaknesses as a mother. And I want to say to you today that there is a lot of guilt in mothering. And even as you age, regrets and of things that you did or things you didn't do. And the truth is we can't go back. However, this particular Mother's Day, I remember waking up, even though I felt like the world's worst mother. And I woke up to a pots and pans avalanche as my two little boys and my husband made breakfast in bed for me. And they turned up with toast a little burnt and bacon and eggs. And they presented me in all its resplendent glory, this Mother's Day breakfast in bed. And I remember it moving me so deeply because I felt so undeserving. And then I went to church and we were in church and our pastor, Pastor Phil Pringle, had arranged for a man to serenade all the mothers, get them to stand to their feet. They received a little gift. And then this man sang Rod Stewart's song, "Have I Told You Lately That I Love You?" And I remember standing up and all the other mothers were like living their best lives and loving it and basking in the glow. But I was just weeping because I felt so undeserving. Let me tell you how powerful honor is, especially in moments when your mothers feel like they've missed the mark or they're imperfect. Mother's Day is a day not to think about all the things your mother did or didn't do, but all the great things she has done. Focus on that. And that's the reason God made it one of the commandments in the Bible. Give your mother this Mother's Day the gift of appreciation. Tell her you love her. I know for some of you, even that action may represent some pain and some confusion because you grew up in a home where your mother wasn't what you had hoped or expected or needed her to be. Well, what does honor look like for you? Sometimes, and I think there's a reason that God didn't say love your mother and father. he said, honor them, because sometimes when they're hard to love, you can still honor. And do you know what honor is? Honor is actually love with the warm, fuzzy feelings taken out. So this Mother's Day, write the card. Maybe for some of you, it's just picking up the phone and simply saying, Mum, thank you for giving me life. Thank you for carrying me in your stomach for 9 months and giving me life. I want to honor you today. I'm telling you, you will put a smile on the face of your Heavenly Father and your earthly mother when you do that. Every mother would like the gift of appreciation this Mother's Day. The second gift idea, the gift of reconciliation. Can I just tell you this today, very, very sincerely? Every single mother wants her children to get along. I remember a story from my childhood. We grew up in a really tight-knit community, and our neighbors became our family. And I was very, very good friends. Our family was very, very good friends with the people that lived next door. And I'll never forget one day, two of our neighbor brothers fighting. Now, to see two men, or two boys fighting is troubling. But to see two brothers fighting is downright grieving. And I remember my neighbor, my auntie, coming and just kind of like running into the middle of them and saying, boys, don't fight. You're breaking my heart. You're brothers. I just want you to get along. And really, it's the cry of every mother's heart. But did you know that it's also the cry of your Heavenly Father's heart? The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter number 5, starting in verse 23, therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister, your sibling, has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar and first go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. God is big on reconciliation. I would actually go so far as to say it's his greatest value. And it really is the entirety of the gospel. It is a gospel of reconciliation. He sent his son so that we, God's sons and daughters, could be reconciled to him. So what is Jesus saying in this passage of scripture in Matthew chapter number 5? I care more about you reconciling with your brother than I do about your gift. Maybe the gift that you can give your mother today is reconciling with a brother or sister that you've been estranged from. Now, I understand there are a myriad of reasons sometimes that we have to isolate from family members that are abusive or unrepentant in behavior. But where that is not the case, do what the Bible says, and wherever it is up to you, be at peace with all men. Maybe the greatest gift you can give your mom this Mother's Day is picking up the phone and saying, hey, brother, sister, let's find a place of unity. Let's put things in the past. Let's let bygones be bygones. We are blood after all. Let's reconcile. During 2020, I had very differing views with many of my family members, but the greater value I clung to was not just my beliefs, but the fact that we were brothers and sisters. And I valued that above everything. I wasn't about to change what I believed, but I wasn't about to unnecessarily trigger people because of what I believed. I made a decision out of honor to my mother and my father. I was going to be respectful, unified, and loving toward my family members. And can I say to you today, just a little bit of advice, there's no one like brothers or sisters who will trigger you the worst. They know your bait. They've observed you for long enough. They know exactly what to say and exactly what to do to get a rise out of you. Don't take the bait. Let the spirit and the peace of your family and your honor of your mother and father be all you need to carry you through, to not pick up whatever bait they throw down. I had a family member want to engage with me publicly to argue over views during COVID. And I would block their comment every time. And I went to them and I said, I'm not afraid to have this conversation with you, but I won't do it publicly. I will not bring disunity into our family by making a private issue a public one. And by the way, you have my cell phone number, you have my email. Pick it up, let's talk that way. The devil will do everything he can to sow discord in families. So maybe today the greatest gift you can give your mom is reconnecting with a family member, extending that olive branch. Joseph in the Bible, I believe, really displayed this quality. I would say that in Joseph's life, his greatest work, his magnum opus, was the way he treated his brothers after they had been so unkind to him. And remember, this was after his mother and father were dead. So he had a keen understanding that mom and dad were looking down from heaven, seeing how their children were getting along. He had an opportunity to punish his brothers for the way that they treated him, the way that they betrayed him, and the way that they even tried to take his life. But instead, the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 50, starting in verse 19, Joseph said to them, when he had a chance to make them his slaves, he didn't. Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God? Even though you intended harm to me, God intended it for good, in order to preserve numerous people as he is doing today. So have no fear. I myself will provide for you and your little ones. And he spoke to them to reassure them and spoke to them kindly. This Mother's Day, give your mother the ultimate gift of reconciling with a brother or sister in an appropriate way to bring unity back into that which is so precious to God, the family unit. And finally, so we give the gift of appreciation, we give the gift of reconciliation, and now I believe a great gift you can give your mother is the gift of graduation. Well, please explain, Pastor Leanne. All right, I will. I'm not talking about college necessarily. I'm talking about graduating from a child to an adult when the time comes. You will always be your mother's baby, but you're not allowed to act like one. There is a point in every person's life where they need to graduate into adulthood. There is nothing more, I hate to use the word pride, but it gives a mother like a godly sense of pride to see her child grown up, successful, following God, and contributing to life and community and family in an honorable and responsible way. Paul put it this way in the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, verse 11. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man or a woman, I put aside childish things. In life, we will experience a lot of graduations, even starting in the womb. At about 12 weeks in utero, the baby goes from being exclusively fed by mother to being fed by the placenta. Ironically, this is where most miscarriages happen. When we can't make the transition from our mother as the ultimate source to now just a support. And this is what graduating into adulthood means. Mother is still there. You'll always be her baby, but she's not your ultimate source. She's now a source of support. And she may even fight you on this. She may fight you on this. She may want you to stay under her thumb and in her keeping. I'm telling you, for some moms, to cut those apron strings, it's like they're made of iron, and you need the jaws of life. And this may not be a gift that she's even asking for, but let me tell you, it is a gift she needs, and it's a gift you need to give her. So I want you to ask these questions on Mother's Day. Where have I remained childish when I should have matured? Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1 says this, a wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother. The Bible also tells us that foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. So therefore, the Bible equates foolishness with childlike behavior, but wisdom with maturity. So I want to ask you this question. Have you taken responsibility for your own life? If you're one who has reached adulthood and you've graduated chronologically into adulthood, have you also graduated in your responsibility? Ask yourself these questions. Do I have a job? Am I taking care of myself financially? Have I grown up relationally? Do I conduct myself with honor and maturity in my relationships? Am I taking care of my own children? Let me say this and put a shout out to some of the dads out there who are maybe not married to the mother of your children or your child. Don't waste an opportunity to honor that woman who carried your baby. You may not be living with her, you may not like her, and she may even hate you. But the right thing to do is to either pick up the phone or send a card or send some flowers and say, thank you for giving me the gift of our child. Happy Mother's Day. Ask yourself this question. Do I have self-discipline? Have I matured? Have I graduated into adulthood? Or do I still need to be disciplined by others in order to do what is right? Am I owning my own choices? Or am I blaming others, and especially my parents, for the way my life looks? I heard a powerful story not too long ago on a podcast put out by Dennis Prager, where he was interviewing his son who was bound in addiction for many years. And as he interviewed his son Aaron, his son Aaron said, I got breakthrough over my addiction and had victory over my issues when I stopped blaming you, Dad, for the way that my life looked. It is powerful. When we start to take responsibility for our lives begin to flourish. And let me tell you, one of the things that your mom wants more than anything is for you to flourish. She wants you to be happy. She wants you to be blessed. She wants you to live a great life. And she wants to be able to look at you with a smile on her face and say, look at my son, look at my daughter, look what they've done with their lives. The potential I saw in them has been realized. One of the greatest gifts you can give your mother this Mother's Day is to graduate into adulthood and fulfill the potential she always saw in you. She gave you life. Don't squander that life. Grab a hold of it with both hands and do whatever you need to do to make it awesome. This will bless your mother's heart. Give it all you got. And in closing, one of the greatest gifts you can give your mother is her ability to see you in the afterlife. For you to understand that this life is just a vapor. And if she were to get to heaven and you weren't there, there would always be a little piece of her that was in mourning. So this Mother's Day, if you haven't given your life to your Heavenly Father, give yourself and your mother that gift today, the gift of spending eternity together. Be reconciled to God. We will never truly be who we are meant to be unless we get in connection with our Heavenly Father. The Bible tells us it's for in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. You will never be able to be truly you unless you connect with your Heavenly Father. Thank you for coming today, my friends. Happy Mother's Day to all our moms. I hope you receive one of these gifts today. And hey, if you've run out of gift ideas, start with those three. Appreciation, reconciliation, and graduation. God is with you. God bless you, moms. Have a great Sunday.